guys, how are you? This is Jumi. How are you? And honestly, how have you been? I have missed you so much. And if you followed my podcast in a while, you do know that it's been a minute that this has been long coming. And I'm so sorry for the break. It's just been so much going on that I honestly cannot wait to talk to you about. So welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. And welcome to Glammed with Grace, where we talk about faith, we talk about entrepreneurship, talk about motherhood, relationship, and we talk about life, especially my life and how I've been getting on, you know, because without God, I wouldn't be here. And I cannot wait to tell you about everything. But honestly, welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Yay! Guys, how are you? This is Jumi. Oh my goodness, I know it's been forever. I am so sorry for, honestly, the silence. I don't think I've done a podcast in an entire year. And the reason being, because of COVID, a lot of things changed. Literally, my life changed and it was turned upside down. Our entire schedule was messed up. I mean, it probably affected every moms and dads all over the world. I literally had to become a teacher. I had to gain some skills that I've never gained in my life. I had to be homeschooling full time while running a business. So it was really tough. And a lot of you know that, you know, my entire family lives very far away from me. So my mom and dad are in England. My husband's family are not close to where we are either. So a lot of the things that we do is all on us, you know. So I didn't have as much help. So many things had to suffer. So which was my podcast. But the reason why I'm having my podcast, I'm actually starting this new season. I am so excited about season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Honestly, this is super duper exciting for me because this was actually a promise that I made to someone. You know, everything in life is consistency. When you start doing something, a lot of times when you gain momentum and you stop, it's hard for you to recover back and gain back that momentum. But I know that this is actually part of my purpose and calling, you know, having this podcast and talking to women in business. You know, being a woman in business is a lot. You're not just, especially for the moms, you're not just a woman in business. You're a mompreneur, which is a lot involved in it. You're also probably a wife or, you know, your partner, and you just have to juggle a lot of things. For me, I am a mom. I'm also a pastor. I am also a full-time entrepreneur. And when I talk full-time, it's like I have two full-time entrepreneur gigs that I do, apart from being the founder and creator of Glam Naturally Oil. So it's really a lot that entails and involves what we do, right? So last year shook me a little bit. It was very challenging for me. I have to be very honest with you. Last year was very challenging. It took me a while to adjust back, but I finally got my groove back on. And today I'm actually going to be dedicating my entire, actually not just today's episode, I'm going to be dedicating the entire season 3 to my very good friend Raheem Ture Barry, who is the main center of today's topic and the main focus of today's topic. But how have you been, sis? Have you been? You know, I know it's been a minute, but I have missed you. Trust me. I see you on my Jumi Grow, my Instagram, my DM. I see a lot of you come in and talk to me. I appreciate you. I love you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. It's so amazing. I've literally never met a lot of my customers, but I feel like some of them I've gotten very close to, and I feel like they're like my sisters now because, you know, we do communicate on Instagram a lot. But honestly, welcome to season 3 of Glam with Grace. Today we're going to be speaking about purpose, and the reason why I've chosen this is because of Raheem, and I am dedicating, like I said, the entire podcast season 3 to him. I'll tell you a little bit about Raheem. If you follow me on Instagram, sometimes I do talk about my personal issues. Sometimes I talk about my spiritual issues as well. And I talk about this once in a while and my business issues on Instagram. So in February, I did post. If you don't follow my Instagram page, this is the perfect time to do it after this podcast, though. Make sure you follow my Instagram page at Jumi Grow. So it's spelled J-U. Double hem for Michael, I-E, then grow, G-R-O-W. Go and follow me. Make sure you DM me. Let me know that you are from Glam with Grace podcast as well. Just introduce yourself. I'm actually really, trust me, I don't bite. I'm actually quite a friendly person, and I love people, so you're good. All right, so make sure you say hi to me, and let me know how you're doing. But today I'm going to be talking about Raheem. I posted 2 months ago about, the past 6 months has been, honestly, it's been tough, you know, but because we have God, right? We have faith and we have hope, so it keeps us going. I lost my mother-in-law, so my husband lost his mom about December, so it's about 6 months ago. That's just a loss that I don't think anyone can ever recover from losing their parents. It really takes the Holy Spirit to comfort us, right? To see us through those tough seasons and those tough times. Well, there are times where you're okay, and there's so just sometimes where you're not okay, and that is absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine to not be okay, you know, because sometimes we feel like it's a place of weakness when we actually share that we're not okay. It's okay to not be okay and to be able to talk about it. That's what actually helps you get over it and get through it, even if you never get over it. So I was still grieving my mother-in-law, to be honest. But I'll tell you a little bit about Raheem. So Raheem came into my life November 1st of 2018. He slid into my DM, and he, because we glammed back then in 2018, I never knew anything about Facebook or Instagram ads. So I used to practically advertise on any air care pages I see. So he must have found me on one of the pages that I advertised on. And I was using my picture there, my before and afters, very confidently talking about my journey and my story, right? And it came from one of those ads, and he was just so impressed about my brand. The brand was so young. A lot of people didn't know about Glam Naturally Whole then, but I had so much faith and belief in my brand. So he came and he said that I am just coming to you. You know, I'm not coming to ask for money or to get paid or anything like that. I just want to bring value to your business because I see the potential of Glam Naturally Oil. And it was just so funny because I've got a lot of offers. People market is trying to scam me for my money, basically, because they get, false hopes, you know. But one thing that struck with me with Raheem, he said that I am coming. I'm young. So it was really young. It was like 19, 20. I have no experience in marketing, but I have so much faith because of what I have now, what I know, that I'm going to bring in value, I'm going to work for free and basically be an intern. So it was my first like proper employee intern that came into my company. And I'm just going to work for free and show you what I can do for Glam. And then after showing you what I can do, then we can talk about money and paying me. And normally I'll just ignore it, but something struck and the Spirit of the Lord told me not to ignore that DM. So I called him the night after I got back from work, because back then I was still working in corporate America. So I called him back, and my husband was there too, and we listened to what he had to say. I'm like, what's it gonna hurt? It's not gonna hurt to give him a go. So I gave Raheem a go into my life and my company. So he came in November 1st and we started working together, and he would show me some things that, Jimmy, this is what we can do with Facebook ads and Instagram. He taught me so much. This kid taught me so much. The amount of things that I know now in marketing when it comes to Facebook and Instagram, he taught me almost everything I know. And that's why it's so important to be humble, because he was literally 10 years younger than me. I could have easily been like, well, what do you want? Who are you to come teach me what I already know or what I think I already know? But I was very open to learning. I was humble. It's important for you to always be humble in whatever journey or whatever phase, wherever you find yourself in life. Humility is key. Being prideful will get you anywhere, right? So I was able to let my guards down. I brought him into my life. I brought him into my business. And we started working together. So he not only became an intern, but he literally became like a business partner to me at that moment. So 2018 was when he came into my life. And 2019, he literally transformed my entire business in less than 6 to 9 months from nothing to something. And he opened my eyes to the possibilities of even more that we can do with the brand. Unfortunately, though, what took me to 2019? Unfortunately, in 2020, he couldn't work with the brand anymore because he had to relocate to his family in Ivory Coast. So he lived in Staten Island, New York, which is 45 minutes away from me. But then when he relocated, it was very hard with internet. It was very hard to communicate with him. He was going through so much family problems and issues as well during that time that it was heavily involved in, that I didn't want to interfere. So my business suffered a lot because I lost my main guy, which was my marketing guy. And I learned so much lessons as well back then, because, you know, even it's important to always have, because I was new to the business, I didn't know anything about business. I was literally, if it comes to law and legality, I had more idea, because that was what I studied in school. You know, I never went to school to be a businesswoman. I went to school to be an attorney. So I had to learn so many things. So 2020 was my year of growth, and it was my learning here, because I learned so much that I knew nothing of in business. I was privileged to be in a pipeline. That's another story and testimony for another day that I'm going to be sharing in this season, because this season is basically about business, faith, and being a woman of God in business. So this is what this entire season is going to be about. So that was basically what happened. So he came and the business was transformed, and he started getting paid, was put on payroll. You know, I became a full-time entrepreneur. I was able to create my full-time six-figure job to run the business full-time. So last year was very, it was a little bit difficult, because I made so many mistakes as well while I was learning. And I've learned and I've grown. So fast forward. After 2020 passed, I brought in Rahim. I told him, you know what, at the end of the day, it's a new year. Let's get it together. Let's do this again. We've done it before. We can do it again. So, but it was still in Ivory Coast, because at this point, because of COVID, he decided to stay in Ivory Coast until COVID got better, which made sense to me, to be honest. So we started again in January. We started working together. I became my head marketer in Glam Naturally Oil. We had meetings every 2 times a week. We were strategizing for the new year for Glam, the growth, and the things we had to put in place to get to that next level in business, right? So everything was going well. We were testing ads on Google, on Facebook, on Instagram. Everything was starting to kick off. All the testing was starting to make sense. And then in February, mid-February, I got a text from Rahim saying that, oh, Jimmy, oh, by the way, I've not been feeling well. My tummy hurts. His belly hurt. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's strange. He's never really been sick before since I've known him. So I asked him, have you seen a doctor? Because that's the first thing. I really get very nervous in Africa when you're sick, because I just feel like some places in Africa doesn't have the best healthcare system. So we tend to get really bit very worried, honestly, when someone is sick and they're stuck in maybe Nigeria or Africa or Ivory Coast, wherever. So I told him that, please see a doctor ASAP, because health is well, especially me, I don't joke with health. If any of my employees are sick, I always tell them to take the day off. I always tell them, you know what, that's more important. Your health is more important to me, because if you're not healthy, you cannot be productive. So I told him to take care of him, you know, Rahim, I'll check on you again. So I was literally checking on him every single day just to make sure this kid was okay. He would tell me, oh, Jimmy's just malaria. And I'm like, Rahim, malaria. Malaria shouldn't cause you to have tummy ache. Please go back to the doctors and do more tests. So he listened. He went back. He went to get more tests done. So he got some tests that literally detected that he had a liver infection. And I was like, wow, liver infection all the way to liver? Like, you don't drink. He's not a drinker, ever drinker. So why is this happening? He couldn't give me, you know, he wasn't sure either. So they were going to do more tests. All of a sudden, a week after, this was going on for like 2.5 weeks, I was already getting worried. And me, I'm kind of a warrior. So I'm telling God to work it. God, help me. Help your daughter. Please keep working on me. He's working on me, guys. He is. But I tend to worry, especially in situations where I have no control over. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me a lot of times when, you know, we're supposed to cast all our burdens to God, right? 100%. Because if you worry yourself, you're going to kill yourself with hypertension. So I'm learning to, you know, let all my worries be taken care of by God. And sometimes you just have to learn the hard way, right? So he will always text me, Jimmy, don't worry, I'm doing okay. The night, that was the 24th of February of this year, I got a video from him. He was admitted to the hospital this time. And in that video, I could just see that he's lost weight. Even though he was still sounding positive, Rahim is one of the most, oh my God, you know how people come to me, that you're so positive, you're always smiling. It's actually like times three of me. It's like one of the most positive people I've ever met. Like, if I'm going through something in the business, it's normally the first person, apart from my husband, is the first person that I call outside of my family to talk to. And just talking to him just has a way of making you feel like everything is going to be okay. Like, literally, this kid is so young, but the wit and wisdom that comes out of him, it was just like, oh my God, Ryan, you're just a breath of fresh air. Even on his dying bed, I didn't know that that was the last day that I was ever going to encounter Raheem in my entire life, and I promised not to cry. But he was still smiling and still being positive. He was like, Jimmy, I'm okay. I feel better. I have the IV on. But I could just tell the environment of the hospital just didn't look right. That got me worried. So as soon as I saw that video, I showed my husband, and the next thing he said was, Jimmy, let us buy him a ticket. Like ASAP, like, Raheem, I'm going to get you a ticket. Can you see if you can actually just, if when you gather your strength, to just see if you can come to America and get better care? That was how much it was like my husband knew that something was wrong. And I already knew something was wrong, but we just knew that, oh my God, if we don't do something and act now, this might be too late, especially with what happened with our mother-in-law. We're not even trying to take any chances because she also passed away in Nigeria. So when he said that, I did a video back to him, because back then we just respond with WhatsApp. So we do a voice recording or a video recording when we talk to each other, because the signal is normally not the greatest sometimes. So I did a video recording it back to him that, oh, Raheem, by the way, I know you're trying to stay strong. I am praying for you. I'm always praying for him. And he's always very grateful. Like, that's one thing. It's always like, Jimmy, thank you for always praying for me, because he is Muslim. And I'm a Christian, as you know, but I never stop praying to him in Jesus' name and letting him know about the love of God. But he's always very grateful when I prayed for him. So I noticed that video, it took a whole day. I checked the video. It was never watched, but I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, maybe he's still in the hospital. When he gets out of the hospital, Raheem would contact me. So the night after, sorry, that was the 23rd. On the 24th, I was getting the girls to go to bed. I literally just came back from the laundry room and was getting them to go to bed. And all of a sudden, my husband screamed, baby, because that's what we call ourselves. It was like, please sit down and I need you to take heart. I'm like, okay, what's the worst that could ever happen? Oh God, not again. I'm not even ready for any bad news. What's the worst that can happen? That was what I kept telling myself. And he was like, baby, Raheem is dead. And for the first hour, my entire body went into a shock. I was in shock. I was crying. I couldn't. Number one, I was like, where did you get that information from? So the saddest thing is I actually found out on Instagram. I found out on Instagram that Raheem died a day before, which is not the best way to find out. Even his entire family were not happy that I found out that way, because they know that he really loved me and was very close to me. So it's such a small world. His cousin went to college with my husband, so they were not really friends, but they followed each other on Instagram, and his cousin posted Raheem. That is so sad that we have to report that my little cousin is dead. I couldn't sleep the night. I just wanted to talk to his mom, his grandmother. He's very close to both of them. I couldn't sleep all night. I literally cried all night. Oh my God, it was such a sudden death, and it was such a shock to me that I couldn't recover. It took me about a week to be able to even recover. It's so funny. His mom was upset I found out on Instagram, because she, the next day, she gathered all the strength she could and she sent an email to the Glam Naturally Oil family, to our email address, our team, breaking the news to us. So she was very shocked to know that we found out. But a week later, she called me after he was buried and were able to talk. Oh my goodness, this woman is an epitome of strength. I don't even know where she got the strength from, but just wherever you're listening, just say a prayer in your heart for the family of Raheem Ture Barry, and even to my family as well, because we lost a brother. Because I used to kid and joke that he was my second brother, because I do have a brother and I call him my younger brother, my second brother. That was how close we were. He was not only a business partner and a friend, he was just beyond that. He was such a kind soul. You know, it just made me, that entire week, even on Instagram, I kept talking about purpose. You know, he only spent a little time on earth, right? He hasn't even gotten married or had kids yet. He's only 23. But that little time he spent on earth, he was fulfilled, because he did something. It was part of my destiny. It was part of my life, part of my business. It transformed my entire life and business for me. It helped. I mean, I did a lot of the work too, but he did a lot of the heavy lifting behind the scenes that a lot of you did not see. You know, it was purposeful. It fulfilled a purpose in my life. So when I speak to his mom is always saying, I'm always jealous of you, Jimmy, because he respected me. He spoke highly of me. His entire family knew of me. His mom was like, anytime I think about my son, I think about you and the business, because that was what it was doing. It was literally working with Glammed till he took his last breath, basically. So his mom feels like, at least I know he did something, you know. And I'm so glad that I invited him into my life. I took a chance on him. I gave him a chance, and it would never be forgotten. Like, I'm praying to God that the next level of Glam, that we will have a branch in Ivory Coast in his honor, and just to let his legacy move on. One day we're going to have a headquarters, we're going to have his picture hub, his legacy is going to continue to live on in our hearts, because it was so meaningful to us, you know, to my husband, to the girls, my kids, my Divine and Nisi knew him, you know, he became part of the family. And because we normally speak, and you remember that I was homeschooling every day, so every time I was having those meetings, Nisi would be there seeing him and saying hi. He became part of the family, basically. And I remember, it's so funny, like every time we start the meeting, Rahim would say, Jimmy, can you please record the meeting? So I have all those videos of this amazing young man, you know, imparting my life and business. So I sent all the videos to his mom just to cheer her up. You know, she can hold on to that, okay, he did something. You know, he was such a kind soul. You know, my word for today, if you're listening to me, is make sure, because you were created for a reason. It's impossible for you to think that you were just created just for creation's sake, or you're just created to just pay bills one day, work in a place and die, right? No, you are made beyond that. You are made for a purpose. God created you. He has great, 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 great plans for your life. And one of my favorite Bible verse actually is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. I'm going to bring it up right now and I'm going to read it to you very quickly. It's Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. And he says, for I know, this is the Amplified Classic Version, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. So whatever it is that you are going through, or whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, just know that God is with you, as long as you believe and have faith and have hope and trust in him, you know. So it took a lot for me to come here and talk to you about it, because I know a lot of people have suffered grief in the past year, and I just felt like it was a burden in my heart. God wanted me to encourage those that are grieving. I was grieving for an entire, I'm getting a little bit better, but I grieved for an entire month. Like, I will wake up in the morning and the first thing I say is Rahim. Or I will just, in my dream, I will wake up in the middle of the night, Rahim, like, I can't believe it's gone, you know. Like, his mom is now my very good friend. I keep in touch with her, because I just feel like there is a purpose and reason why God has brought him into our lives, you know. So I'm sorry to be a bearer of bad news, but if you're grieving, I just pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort you, that God will comfort you, that God will send a spirit to minister to you. And even when it's really, really hard and tough, during your toughest days, the Lord will encourage you in Jesus' name. Say a prayer for me, say a prayer for my family, say a prayer for the Fatou Barre's family as well, because I don't think it's going to be something that is, I don't think it's something they will ever get over. His mom, you know, it's no one's joy to bury their own child, so she's really trying to be a strong woman. Like, I just gather so much strength from every time I talk to her, but I know she's going through it. So say a prayer for her, and if you've listened all the way, God bless you. I really did a good job not crying, because I've cried so many tears, but I did promise that I was not going to cry in this podcast. But thank you so much for listening. Make sure you come on Instagram or Facebook and say hello. God bless you. Again, it is Jumi Grow on Facebook and Instagram at JUMM for Michael, IEGROW. I love you with the love of God. Have a great day. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.